A citizen review committee has weighed in on the proposed Fairbanks North Star Borough School District budget for next year. The more than $262 million operating budget represents a 1% increase over the current year. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the district anticipates a funding shortfall and has proposed teacher cuts that the citizen committee disagrees with.
The school district anticipates it'll cost $8 million more to maintain the same level of service next year, mostly due to increased employee wage and health insurance costs. The administration has proposed teacher cuts as part of measures to accommodate that and the possible loss of some state and local money. At a school board work session and public hearing Thursday, Citizens Budget Review Committee member Becky Williams lined out the group's priority if government funding falls short.
There's a possibility that there's $4 million that we may not receive from state and local funding. And in the event that that does happen, we still want to keep class size where it needs to be. And if we do have to increase, that we do not increase K through 6.
The administration has proposed elimination of 14 teacher positions to cover the anticipated shortfall. That change equates to slightly larger class sizes, on the order of 1 to 1.5 additional students per class. Williams said $2.5 million is needed to avert the teacher cuts, and she lined out some alternative places the Citizens Committee has come up with to trim the budget.
Flat funding travel, flat funding the supplies budgets for all the departments, reducing the professional and technical budgets back to where they were last year, which is a savings of $100,000, and postponing the curriculum change for math, which will save us $1 million in the budget.
Williams said the committee also opposes the proposed addition of new assistant principals and an IT director.
We really felt like it was important to not increase the administrative side of things if we were having to cut classroom.
Other cost-cutting recommendations Williams said the committee came up with include a district-wide decrease in overtime, substitute, and temporary work, downsizing a summer school program to better match an expected decrease in demand, and a 10% rent hike for district facilities. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.